Draculan King Hyperion has declared war on all of humanity.
I will end the reign of the gods.
If there is one human who could lead them against Hyperion, it would be Theseus. He does not fear danger. He fears only the failure to defend his freedom.
Now unleash the Titans.
Hyperion!
Okay, here's the deal. If Immortals teaches us anything, it's that cool visuals and neat action does not a good film make. The movie tells a story about an evil king trying to take over humanity in ancient Greece, which leads to a clash between the gods and the Titans. It's being billed as from the producers of 300, and that's a bad sign, because what it ends up feeling like is a direct-to-video sequel to 300 that has nothing to do with the original 300. Yeah, there are some cool action shots, plenty of swordplay, and some really hot people flipping around in tunics, but the story just isn't there. The glue that needs to stick action sequence to action sequence is convoluted, pointless, and quite simply boring. It's a big screen spectacle that offers nothing more than the spectacle. Immortals gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.